it's very noisy, so I'm going to have to put this...
Do you want to go in a bit more?
I'll have to put this right in front of your mouth. I'm so sorry about that. But I've asked to interview you because I wanted to speak to some young people who know about Behind the News, which is on ABC. And Behind the News had a program on Syria just before the school holidays started, so on the 19th of June. I was just wondering what you'd like to tell the world about Syria.
All right, I'm a mum, been in Syria. I've got two kids who, they've been in Syria recently. They've seen for their own eyes. One of them is 8 years old. The second one is 12. They would love to tell their opinion to the media and here, and because what they see, it really hurts, and it's not fair for them to say what they're saying about the regime. They love Syria, and you can ask them yourself and see what they think about it.
The news and everybody else, they're very biased. Like, the world is blinded from what Syria really is. Everybody keeps saying that it's terrorists and the president's killing everybody. It's not the president. We love the president. We want the president to stay there for as long as he can. It's all because of the rest of the world think that it's something else, why everybody else, you know, thinks that it's that bad. It's a beautiful place. I've been there and I wanted to live there. That's how nice it is. But because of the rest of the world, how what they think Syria's image is like a really bad place and the president's killing everybody, that's why it hurts me to know that the news is saying the wrong thing. They should follow with what the people say and not the media. Because the media is really, they're just making up their own things just to make their own money and fill up their own pockets. So don't listen to the media, listen to the people. Who lived there and who've been there. And
how long you lived there for, Josh? How long you stayed there?
I've stayed there for 2 months and I loved it.
When were you there,
Josh?
I was there a year ago. And yeah, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
What's the difference you felt between here and there, Josh?
Here, it's very restricting here. But over there, you can go anywhere, do anything, and everybody knows everybody, so you're protected no matter what. Yeah, and the media is saying that you're not protected, you know, everything's bad happening, the president will send out troops and they're going to kill you. No, the troops fight for their country and their people. The troops will never go against their people. The troops are fighting for their people and their president, and that's it. Nobody else. And the president loves his people. If it wasn't for us, the president wouldn't be there. And if it wasn't for the president, we would have been dead by now.
Exactly. We're the one who elected the president, and we're the one who's going to stand by him, and we're the one who was going to defend him forever, you know, because we do feel that we had the right choice to do, and they cannot decide an estate of the people of Syria. That's our choice, and that's our say. We wanted him, we love him, he gave us a lot of education, a lot of safety. I'm telling you, my kids went there for holiday, even both of them. They're born in Australia, they've been raised by Australia and everything. They loved it in there. They used to go and play in the street. I mean, sorry to say, can you let your kids play in the street here? It's a big difference. It's like everyone, it's community. We've got no religious difference, you know. We all love each other. It's bullshit what they're saying. People are fighting against each other. That's not true. Whoever's doing that in Syria, they're outside Syria. They're outsiders. They're not from Syria at all.
Can I just ask a question about Behind the News? When you're at school, do you speak to other people about what you know about Syria from living there, from being within the Syrian Australian community? And what's people's responses? What does your teacher say?
Well, because I'm from Syria by myself and I have Syrian friends, we try to tell as much people that the media is wrong and we're the right ones because we've been there. And a lot of people think we're wrong because, you know, apparently the news is more smarter than us. But no, we are the people. We are the people. We're more powerful than the media. Because the media can just say anything. The media can say, I don't know, the media's going to hit the earth. Everybody believe it. If we say the media is going to hit the earth, nobody's going to believe it. And we at school try to tell as many people that will actually stop and listen. So as long as we can keep telling people about us and teaching people our knowledge about Syria and telling them that the media is wrong, we're happy with that. And with other people's response that don't care, well, that's just their loss.
So what do you think about Behind the News showing one side of the story in Syria? Does that make you unhappy? Do you think we should protest about that? Do you think we should protest about Behind the News?
I really do think we should protest, because if we keep protesting and fighting for with the president, it's our right to do that. We're allowed to do that, so why not do it? We will keep protesting until the whole world has been clean from the media, and that the media knows that we're the ones stronger than them. See, we can crush the media and do whatever, but we're not those type of people. We're going to keep fighting and keep going until that's it. They know the truth. And you see, it's not good to lie.
You know why? Because without the people, media mean nothing. If I'm gonna stop, if I see a lie on ABC or any other channel, I'm gonna stop watching it. And my friend's gonna do that, and my other friend's gonna do that. So it's their loss at the end. Because without the people, media mean nothing. You know what I mean?
You're just 8 years old, is that right?
8 years old.
Daniela,
yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about Syria? Did you enjoy your time there? You were there for 2 months.
Yeah, I did. It was really fun, and I had lots of friends and lots of cousins. And I didn't know about our president, but then I knew about him, and he was really nice, and I love him. And yeah.
Do you think the media should say the right thing, not the wrong thing? Do you think Bashar al-Assad's killing his people, Mama?
No, Bashar al-Assad is not killing his own people. He's trying to keep them stay alive, and he's trying to keep them safe from harm, and yeah.
Great, thank you so much. I was going to ask you too about the videos. You said, could you introduce yourself first? You see a lot of videos on YouTube, and these are having an influence on people's beliefs about what's going on in Syria. Could you comment?
Yeah, they just put bullshit YouTube on YouTube and videos and all that. They say that Bashar is killing people, Bashar is killing innocent people and that. But if you actually watch the YouTube properly and everything, you can actually see the smiles on guys' faces. They're covered in blood, but yet they're still smiling. When you die, you don't smile. It's like they're making fun of us. Like, I've lived there for 10 years. Like, Bashar has done so much for Syria. He built a hospital that people can go there for free because he knows that the country's poor. He's built so much. He's made the people, like, walk around not in shame. Like, he's, like, yeah.
It's all for free as well. All education until uni, you get it for free. You do not have to pay a cent for your education.
It's just a religious war. It's just other Muslims hating on other Muslims. They don't want to see other Muslims happy. They want to try to take over everything. That's all there is. It's just...
Are you talking about extremists? Because yeah. I know most of the people, the majority of people in Syria are Sunni. Yeah. So are you talking about them, or are you talking about extremists?
No, I'm talking about Sunnis. They make up...
But the extremists or the ordinary Sunnis?
Yeah.
The extremists?
The extremists. Because
Yeah, I'm talking about them. The Salafine, the Sunnis and that, they're making us look bad.
No, we're talking about the difference between extremists and us. We're all the same religious, but there is extremists and there is the normal Muslims who they respect their religion, okay? The extremists are the one who they think every education is wrong. They think everything is civilization is wrong for them. They, what they call extremists, and they are the people who've been missing up in Syria because they wanted to take over. Imagine that women are not going to have any more rights in Syria if extremists take over. Imagine that all that freedom we used to have, go out at 1-2 o'clock at night, we're not going to be allowed to do that in Syria anymore if extremists take over. A lady shouldn't stand up in her husband's face and say no if extremists take over. Do we really want to leave that life? Do we really looking forward to leave that life? We're happy under Bashar al-Assad's regime. We all have those rights. So women are like very proud of themselves. They go to work. Ladies in their homes, ladies in the all meaning of lady, you know. They do have so much right. They can wear whatever they want. They can act whenever they want. They exactly the same as what the men have. And that's what they don't like about Bashar al-Assad. Another thing is because Bashar al-Assad is, it's sort of like, it's a politics sort of thing as well. It's not just about religion, you know. Now you see America talking, it's okay to talk with the brotherhood. And all our life, we just looking at those kind of people as their terrorists.
And you see America now saying, it's okay, it's just a religion organization. That's not true. They are the people who's been known forever to kill innocent, to bomb buses. I witnessed a few things when I used to live in Syria. They used to kill innocent people without doing anything. And that's exactly what they're doing now. They're the one who killed those children in the Hawla. I don't know which area it called, but I remember which one. That's the one who killed them. Because when the camera was taking the photos, they would just walk in there, calm and nice. If the army is bombing them, why they would just walk in nice and calm? You know, why didn't they run away for their life? You know, you can see the media's making it so big, and it's really sad because you really wanted to trust the media of what they show you, what they don't show you. But then at the end of the day, when you see something from your own experience and you know that are lying, for things that you 100% know, for things that you know you've seen in your eyes and you heard in your ears, and you know they're twisting the story for some politics reason, for some religious reason, I don't know what they think about it, but I think that is just so, so, so wrong. And they should stop it, because our view for media, that media should show the truth. No matter what happened, no matter what is politics about, what, no matter what religion is about, they should show the actual truth. That's our view of the media. And we feel so sorry that ABC is doing that. We're really, really disappointed, because for me, it was ABC. It's like educational for kids, and I used to love it and always encourage my kids to see it. But now that my kids is telling me, Mom, we don't want to watch it because look what they're saying about Syria. We weren't been there. You know, we didn't see that side. So what are they lying for? Okay, well, if they're lying about that, so that means they're lying about other things. How are we going to believe them anymore? You know what I mean? It's just about that trust between the viewer and the media. And if that trust gone, you know, there is no meaning for the media anymore.
You know what? On the news and everywhere, they've been saying that the world's going to end, that the media is going to come, that it's going to end at the end of 2012, 2011. They've been saying all that bullshit. Like, they've turned a beautiful country and a country where everybody can hate. Like, if you go there and live there, you'll actually see a smile on every kid's face. There's education there. It turns boys into men, not like here. It turns men into little kids walking around like as if they own the world. Over there, they teach you respect. They teach you how to respect the lady. They teach you everything. They're turning a beautiful country into what they want to turn it into. Like, it's not fair on other people. Like, people love to go there for a holiday. People see what they see, but it's not fair what other people hear on the news and what they think of us. Like, we usually hold our head up high with respect and everything. We don't want to hold our head in shame and walk around just because they're saying bullshit of our country. It's not fair for us.
Well, sorry to interrupt. All right, Daniela wanted to say something first.
If you keep us safe, it's pretty sure that we'll keep you safe too.
So you're talking about the president, are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But do you think that Syria is not just the president? The president, I understand, is unifying people. That's what I hear. But Syria is more than the president.
Exactly. It is more than the president. Well, they're saying they're fighting to bring down the regime because of what the regime is doing and because of what the government is doing, you know. The government is just not just the president. All right, there is a mistake in Syria. It's like any other country, you know. Look, in here in Australia, like, give you an example. For example, we got so disappointed for the carbon tax. So let's talk about the latest, okay? Julie Gillard said she's not going to put a carbon tax, and then she changed her mind for any whatever reason, and then there is now a carbon tax starting from today, actually, all right? And we're going to all pay for it, okay? All right, there is a disappointment between the people and the government. That doesn't mean Julie Gillard now is going to pull up troops on us and kill us, you know, and do that bombing things. Is that true? It's completely true. It's the same thing in Syria. Every government's got some disappointment with the people, but all those kind of things, we could be able to solve those problems by talking, not by killing. And that's what Bashar al-Assad did. He did invite them to talk on a table. He opened the door for everyone who's got any problem with the government to come and talk. They refused that. Why? Because that's not their point. They don't want the president. that wanted to bring all Syria down. They see millions and millions and millions of people protesting for the Bashar al-Assad. They wanted him in to be the president of Syria. They don't show you that on media. What they show on media, they show you about, let's say, in the biggest, like, you know, let's say 2,000, 3,000. We are 23 million. Who's 2,000 people out of those? And they show you those. It's like he's targeted. At the end of the day, he is targeted by the media. That's why it's happening what's happening. And if it's really all the country, all the media do talk about against terrorists, they should help President Bashar al-Assad to solve that problem, not made it worse for him. Because at the end of the day, he feels sorry for those people who goes, who dies for no reason. And we are, as a, like the Syrian people, we do feel sorry for those people as well, because they've got nothing to do with it. Everyone knows, America said it, Qatar said it, all those other people said it, that they have no shame of saying, we are giving them money, we are giving the weapons to those extremists, that they don't have shame of themselves. We, in the same time, they're saying we're against terrorists. That doesn't make sense. People are not stupid anymore. You know, we do understand and we do know. And one day, that's all it's going to turn back on them, believe me. And everything, what's going to say only, the word of the truth, which is what our president is saying, and we are with him all the way, no matter what happened, no matter what's going to happen to us, we're all going to be with him. As me and Mark had said, we love him to death.
Great. Thanks very much.